What's their response to the crowd? The multitude warns them to be quiet, but they cried out all the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." That is faith, brothers and sisters. And Jesus loves it. It's not complex. It's not sophisticated. It's just simple faith. And my question for us today is this. What's stopping you from calling out to Jesus all the more? It might be a warning from some crowd. Be quiet. But what is it? What's stopping you from running to Jesus with all your heart? Is it your fear? Is it pride? Is it your idols? Is it your reputation? See, these two blind beggars, you know what set them apart? They had such confidence in Christ, not only that he was the Messiah, but that he could give them their sight. For they were convinced by faith that he could heal them, and they had no doubt at all. They just had to get his attention. That was their biggest obstacle. So when the crowd hushed these blind men, they thought, "You're not stopping us from getting to the Son of God." Their faith propelled an incredible confidence in the power of God, and their faith persisted to seeking his mercy and grace, no matter what the obstacle was. Do you ever doubt the power of God in your life? I know I do. Do you doubt that God can give you peace and overcome an impossible situation? Do you doubt that God can truly melt your fear? And that the power of God can bring still waters to a chaotic and confusing time? Have faith in Christ alone. As James 1 says, may we ask in faith without doubting. So I ask you again, what's pushing you back from living for Jesus? For calling out for Christ right in the moment? From stepping into the calling he's giving you? Is the world telling you to quiet down and not bother Jesus? To not declare him as truth? To not step into the calling for your life? Is it your fear holding you back? Saying, shh, just sit down. You're not that important to Jesus. Is it your friends pressuring you? Is it that strong pull to be cool, to look good, to be known, that's keeping you from calling out to Christ? Or is it the easy escape of faking faith? Saying the right Christian words to appease those around you and sound spiritual. I have personally experienced all these temptations and fallen to many. But here's what I've learned from the Lord, from Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Whatever God is calling you to do, go do it with all your heart. Step into it with faith. Cry out, just like those two blind beggars, all the more. And whatever God's not calling you to do, just don't have anything to do with that. Walk the path he has for you. See, Jesus was looking for faith. He was looking for what his Father wanted him to do, to be about, and to be involved in. May all that we do be done in faith. Now, I know that's very easy to say and very difficult to do. Let's be honest. Because, brothers and sisters, we know of the battle that rages within us, don't we? That old man sin nature that rises up. That the Apostle Paul explained, I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And overcoming it will not be a matter of willpower, will not be a matter of selecting the right motivational speakers, will not even be perfected counseling techniques. It will be faith. That there's no one greater who overcomes in which we can have confidence, in which we have faith, and in which we find rest. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So, dear family, my encouragement to you today is to do what you're propelled by faith to do. Let me say that again. Do what you are propelled by faith to do. That's walking in the Spirit. Since we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. So when you're sitting there, finding yourself engaged in some idle activity or held down by the tug of fear in the flesh, spiritually, it's time to get up, stand up, go, cry out to God all the more, and go do something for God in faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. This is faith. It's so much more than a tool to be bold for Christ, for it's by grace we've been saved through faith. So this is our life. This is our salvation. Simple faith. Cry out to Jesus and love him. Let us run that race that is set before us with endurance. Endurance. With our eyes fixed on Christ. The problem is over here, but we're looking at Christ, not the problem. We're not analyzing the problem. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So as we enter our time of confession, let me ask you, what's keeping you from being like these two blind men? When the hand of silence was raised against them, they cried out all the more. They had to get to Jesus because by faith they had no doubt in who he was and in his power. What's holding you back from calling out to Jesus all the more and from walking by faith and not by sight? Let's pray. Oh God, give us more faith in you, we pray. Give us more love to thee, O Christ. Give us faith in your name and your power and who you are. God, strip away and mortify our fear and our pride and our doubting. Oh God, give us a confidence in you alone. Lord, we confess to you this day that we have doubted who you are. We have doubted your power and our circumstances, and we have turned and given in to our fear and pride and self-focus. Oh God, forgive us of this and humble us. Make us ready vessels, emptied and available to do your will. Conform us more and more to the image of Christ and give us faith that we, like these two blind men, will let nothing stop us from crying out to you all the more. Now we take a time to individually confess our sins to you.